Welcome to Maseches Chayyus, Perek Yom Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 3, Mishnah 7. We saw in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah discusses precedence. What takes precedence? Who comes first? So this Mishnah will follow that theme. It says the Mishnah, Ha'ish koidim le'isha l'achyus. If there's a choice to save the life of a man or the life of a woman, a man takes precedence. Also, l'hashiv aveda, to return a lost object. That means if a person has an opportunity to only return one lost object, either belongs to a man or a woman, halacha is he has to return it to the man. The Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis explains because since a man has more mitzvahs, therefore his level of kedusha in this world is considered higher, and therefore he takes precedence. However, let's say you have two people, a man and a woman, and both of them are immodestly clad, and one has the opportunity to just get clothing for one of them, the woman takes precedence. Also, halacha is that if it comes to supporting and providing food, a woman gets support before a man. Also, if both of them are taken hostage or captive, we first put in the efforts to free the woman, and only after that, the man. Let's say both the man and the woman are at risk of being sexually abused. In that situation, a man comes before a woman. Let's see Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah in Maseches Chayyus, and for us, actually the final Mishnah in Seder and Ezekiel, very exciting. Kayin Kaidim Lelevi. A Kayin takes precedence before a Levi. Levi Kaidim Yisrael. And a Levi before a Yisrael. Yisrael Lamamzer. A Yisrael takes precedence before a Mamzer. A Mamzer is a child that's born out of a prohibited Torah union, such as a married woman. O Mamzer Lenasin. And a Mamzer takes precedence for a Nasin. A Nasin, we see many times in Mishnayis, is somebody who came from the nation of the Givonim that converted in the days of Yehoshua. And the Gemara says that the reason that a mamzer comes before a nasan is because a mamzer comes from a zera kosher. He comes from at least kosher Jewish people. He does come from a prohibited act. However, a nasan comes from not necessarily a holy nation. V'nasin leger, a nasan comes before a ger, because at least the nasan grew up in kedusha and holiness. The ger, the convert, did not. V'ger l'eve mishucher, and a convert, a ger, comes before an eve mishucher. Avadim are considered aror. And Eved Kenani is considered Ar, as the Pasuk says, Ar Kenan. Therefore, a Ger takes precedence before them. Amosai, when do we put preference or priority to one? Bizman Shekulan Shavin, when they all have the same level of Torah knowledge and Torah understanding. Avlim Hayam Mamzer, Talmud Chacham, Mikayin Gadalam Aret. Let's say you have a Mamzer, a tainted person, a bastard, someone that's born from an illegitimate marriage. Vikayin Gadalam Aret, you have a Kayin Gadal, that's an ignorant person, he has no Torah knowledge. Mamzer Talmud Chacham Koydim LeKohen Gadol Amaretz. The Mamzer, who's a Talmud Chacham, who's a Torah scholar, he comes before the Kohen Gadol, who's a Amaretz, who's ignorant. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Yikara Hi Mipninim, Torah is more precious than even the most precious pearls. And the Gemara tells us here, Yikara Hi HaTorah MiKohen Gadol Shanichnas Nafnayim Nafnim. We make a play on the words that the Torah is more yakar, it's more precious than even the Kohen Gadol Mipninim, who goes Lefnayim and Lefnim, who goes into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So we see the incredible importance and the prestige and the precedence that we give a person that is a Torah scholar. If you participate daily in these Mishnayos, I don't know if we can call ourselves Torah scholars, but you're definitely on the way. Thank you so much for being a part of our daily commitment to learning Mishnayos, almost daily commitment to learning Mishnayos. And a tremendous mazel tov to those of you who have been on the journey with us. I'm finishing yet another Seder in Mishnayos. We've, Baruch Hashem, already finished the majority of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Can't wait, Mitzvah Hashem, to start the next Mishnayos and Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Have a wonderful day and an amazing rest of your week.